Greetings, everyone. Welcome, 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 wherever you are and whenever you're tuning in. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the good people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome you to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for May 3rd, 2020, the fourth Sunday of Easter. Our scripture passages today are from the book of Acts and the book of Psalms. I'm preaching on Acts today in part two, but I can't promise that I won't preach on the Psalm next week, as I had a hard time choosing today. But now, as usual, let's begin with prayer. Holy Shepherd, you know your sheep by name and lead us to safety through the valleys of death. Guide us by your voice, that we may walk in certainty and security to the joyous feast prepared in your house, where we celebrate with you forever. Amen. So again, our first reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. Listen for God's word to us today. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God lives forever. Today's psalm is the beloved and familiar Psalm 23. And just to help you hear it anew, I'm going to switch up the pronouns. Listen again for the word of God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. She makes me lie down in green pastures. She leads me beside still waters. She restores my soul. She leads me in right paths for her name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.